All right. My name is Jacob Guerin. I am here with Henry Wathen. The date is October 4th, and the time is 2:51. We are in Copley, Ohio. Henry Wathen, I want to briefly review the informed consent and deed of gift document that you signed. This interview is for COVID-19 Oral History Project, which is associated with the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive. The COVID-19 Oral History Project is a rapid response oral history focused on achieving the lived experience of the COVID-19 epidemic. We have designed this project so that professional researchers and the broader public can create, upload their oral histories to our open access and open source database. This study will help us collect narratives and understanding about COVID-19, as well as help us better understand the impacts of the pandemic over time. The recordings, demographic information, and the verbatim transcripts will all be deposited in the Journal of the Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive in the Indiana University Library System for the use of researchers and the general public. Do you have any questions about the project that I can answer?
No.
All right. Taking part in this study is voluntary. You may choose not to take part or may leave the study at any time. Leaving the study will not result in any penalty or loss or benefits to you, which you are entitled. Your decision whether or not to participate in this study will not affect your current or future relations with Indiana University, IUPUI, or the IUPUI Arts and Humanities Institute, or the University of Cincinnati, through which this project is being ran through. Participating in this project means that your interviews will be recorded in digital video and or audio format and may be transcribed. The recordings are possible transcripts of my interviews, copies of any supplementary documents or additional photos that you wish to share. The informed consent and deed of gift may be deposited in the Journal of Plague Year, a COVID-19 archive in the Indiana University Library System, and will be available to both researchers and general public. Your name and other means of identification will not be confidential. Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
In addition to your signed document, would you please offer a verbal confirmation that you understand and agree to these terms?
I verbally understand and agree to these terms.
I am also asking that you verbally confirm that you have agreed to your interview will be made available under the following license: Creative Commons Attribution, New Non-Commercial, Share Alike 4.0 International, CC-BY-NC-SA, the COVID-19 Oral History Project, the Journal of a Plague Year, COVID-19 Archive, and the trustees of Indiana University, acting through its agents, employees, or representatives, has an unlimited right to reproduce, use, exhibit, display, perform, broadcast, create, derive works from, and distribute the oral history materials in any manner or media non-existing or hereafter developed and perpetually throughout the world. I agree that the oral history materials may be used by the voices from the waterways and IU, including its assigns and transferees, for any purpose, including but not limited to marketing, advertising, publicity, or any promotional purposes. I agree that IU will have final editorial authority over the use of oral history materials, and I waive any right to inspect or approve any of the future use of oral history materials. Moreover, I agree that the public has the right to use materials under the terms of fair use, U.S. Copyright Law, Section 107 of the U.S. Copyright Act. Finally, I want to ask for a verbal confirmation that you have agreed that your interviewee will be made available to the public immediately. Do you agree to things that I have just read to you?
Yes, I verbally agree to the things that you have just read to me.
All right. So, what is your name?
Henry Wathen.
What are the primary things you do on a day-to-day basis? For example, your job, school, or any extracurricular activities?
I go to school for mechanical engineering at the University of Akron. I am going to graduate at the end of this year. And I work in aerospace research with the university. That is all.
All right. Where do you live currently?
Akron, Ohio.
And what is it like to live there?
Cheap, nice, quiet.
Do you live on campus?
No.
All right. When you learned first about COVID-19, what were your thoughts about it?
It was a foreign disease.
that's changed since then.
Not sure how dangerous it is in comparison to what the media says. I believe it is overplayed for political gain, but it is still dangerous nonetheless.
What issues have most concerned you about the COVID-19 pandemic? Personal or otherwise?
I think the economic impact is scary. The panic buying was scary. And I guess people dying on ventilators, it's also frightening.
Have you been affected in your employment due to COVID-19 in any way?
They have a lot of testing at work, but no, I still have my job and my hours were not reduced because of it.
All right, so has COVID-19 changed your employment status in any ways?
No.
So, do you have any concerns about the effects of COVID-19 on the future employment and the economy in a broader sense?
Yes, I'm concerned about lower class jobs, everything's moving a lot more virtual, and that could be bad for, like I just said, lower class jobs.
Has the COVID-19 pandemic infected the employment of anyone you know?
No.
No. All right. How has COVID-19 affected you and or your family's day-to-day activities?
Canceled a wedding. Day-to-day hasn't changed except for wearing a mask in front of my grandma.
Do you have any opinions on wearing a mask in public?
No, it's not a big deal. I'll do it.
How are you managing day-to-day activities in your household?
Same way I would if there was no COVID.
Has the COVID-19 outbreak affected how you associate and communicate with friends and family?
A little bit.
What is the little bit?
Guess, wear a mask around each other sometimes. And maybe the dynamic has changed a little bit as to where we hang out. You know, we normally hang out at home and stuff, so. Mainly been doing that.
All right. What have you, your family, and friends done for recreation during COVID-19 pandemic?
Hiking. A lot of hiking.
All right. Were you very outdoorsy before?
Oh, very.
Very. So things haven't... Have they changed for you in terms of recreation? In terms of hiking?
I'd say the amount of hiking did increase a little bit.
Okay. All right. How has COVID-19 outbreak affected your community? We can say more specifically work and school.
School, it affected a lot. All of my classes have moved to online from in-class instruction. Limits on what I can do on campus, which is a little frustrating as I have a lot of research that I like to do there, and it's limiting that. It also has affected the overall budget of my school. Like most of the universities, they've been cutting away at a lot of unnecessary spending, and sometimes that can affect student life. As for work, the only thing that's really changed is that I get tested at work and I wear a mask. Other than that, it's work as usual.
How are people around you responding to the COVID-19 pandemic?
They're respectful about it. They all have, they all understand that everyone has different opinions about it, but they'll wear the mask they'll wear the mask in public like they're told to. No one's really making a big deal about it.
All right. Self-isolation and flattening the curve have been two key ideas that have emerged during the pandemic. How have you, your family, friends, and community responded to requests for self-isolation and flattening the curve?
Following the CDC guidelines.
Following the CDC guidelines. Has COVID-19 changed your relationships with family, friends, and community in any ways? For example, you know, friends that don't believe in it or believe in it too much, or believe in it in a more extreme manner than you do?
No, I'm not a stubborn asshole.
All right. Have you or anybody you know gotten sick during the COVID-19 outbreak?
Yes.
What has been your experience in responding to their sickness?
I had to self-quarantine and get tested because I interacted with the individual. And my work provided me free testing and were really, really cooperative with me taking that time off, waiting for the test results to come back.
And this individual had COVID-19?
He tested positive. He showed minimal symptoms. He was a young individual like me, so it didn't seem to affect him too negatively.
In what ways do you think COVID-19 is affecting people's mental and or physical health?
Staying inside isn't good for your health. Probably getting like cabin fever.
Okay. What has been your primary source of news during the pandemic?
I don't watch the news.
You don't watch the news?
No.
How do you stay informed?
Through other individuals normally. Sometimes on the internet, I'll read like on like forums or stuff like that.
Is there any specific website you use?
No.
All right.
I don't go to any specific website for the news.
So you would say your news sources, have they changed during the course of the pandemic?
No.
No. So you would obtain your news the same way even if there was no pandemic?
Yes.
All right. What do you think are important issues that the media may, or that the media is or is not covering?
I think there's some issues with how it's covered. It seems like there's a political agenda to it, and I'm not... Yeah, there's definitely a political agenda to it. That's the problem.
Okay. How have municipal leaders and government officials in your community responded to the outbreak? So we'll start with local and go on from there.
So starting at the local level, I haven't really seen too much. Ohio doesn't seem to be affected by COVID as much as other areas. I can't really speak for local. As for government, at the state level, Mike DeWine has done a great job enforcing stay-at-home laws, stuff like that, closing bars earlier, which I think is a good way to reduce interaction among strangers, which is how you can spread the disease if it's not within bubbles.
What do you think, what's your opinions on the University of Akron's handling of the COVID pandemic?
Good, but they shouldn't be charging me full price for online classes.
Right. Do you have any thoughts on how local, state, or federal leaders are responding to the crisis differently?
Nope.
So this section is for the future. Have you, or has your experience transformed how you think about your family, friends, and community in any way?
Nope.
How does this pandemic compare to other big events that have happened in your lifetime?
Well, it ruined my life. I love to travel, and so not being able to travel was really unfortunate.
So, did you have anything canceled due to the pandemic?
Yeah, a trip to Europe.
And how can you imagine your life being in a year's time? So next year, what do you imagine life being like?
Hopefully working full time, and being able to travel to Europe.
And I would imagine that is also what you hope for.
Yes.
Knowing what you know now, what do you think individuals, communities, or governments need to keep in mind for the future?
Better preparedness, and better professionalism, when it comes to preparing for uncertain events,
regardless of your political background and the political background of others who are advising you, I believe everything should be taken seriously, especially anything that involves diseases.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
No problem. Thank you, Jake Guerin. I love you.